On Thursday, May 26th, Harvard University held the 360th commencement. Arne Duncan, U.S. Secretary of Education, was chief marshal of his 25th Harvard class reunion. While he was in Harvard Yard, just yards away in the Harvard Square pit, prominent educators and teachers spoke out against standardized tests and the so-called race to the top. Organizer Liza Womack, a Harvard alumni and 15-year veteran elementary school teacher, queried Duncan, a former basketball player, quote, "What do you know about teaching?" The crowd of about 100 rallied with brightly colored signs. "Teachers are not test prep technicians, and schools are not for profit," or among the many. Lisa Geisbond is with FairTest.org.
And though I am now exactly middle-aged, assuming I live to be 106, I have the finely tuned BS detector of a teenager. And my detector went ballistic recently when Arne Duncan released his so-called open letter to teachers, in which he said that he respects teachers and he understands what they're going through. Duncan seems to think if you just say the right things, no one will notice that what you do is in complete contradiction to what you're saying. But Arne, teachers are smarter than that. I mean, kids are smarter than that. Teachers are definitely smarter than that. Okay, so Duncan and his friends talk a lot about improving the quality of education for the children of the poor. But what his policies do is give these kids a junk food diet of test prep and little else. And meanwhile, their more affluent peers are more likely to get a healthy educational diet that includes things like creativity and critical thinking, art, music, recess, and lunch. As Linda Darling Hammond recently told the graduates at Columbia, for poor kids, the message is, let them eat tests.
Ruth Rodriguez Fay is president of Citizens for Public Schools.
But I trusted. I really did. I voted for you, Obama. I trusted that your administration believed in the concept of strengthening our democracy and not selling out to the corporate world. Arne, how long will you stubbornly continue to promote your failed policy of school closing, charter conversion, and turnarounds in our nation's public school? A failed policy that has become your signature legacy. Your closing of schools in Chicago turned them into charter was a huge failure. Now you want to take that failure nationwide. You have placed yourself far apart from among reputable educators as being the leader of the nation's public schools, whose legacy will be known as the dismantling of democratic neighborhood public schools in order to turn them to the private greedy billionaire white boys club.
The speakers and rallies were very passionate about this issue and attracted a fair amount of attention from those passing by Harvard Square. Reactions ranged from surprise to positive, with many stopping to listen and swelling the ranks of the event. Larry Aronson, a retired Cambridge Public School teacher, evoked the spirit of W.D. Du Bois, Thomas Jefferson, and Howard Zinn as he cited that a real education is to teach critical thinking. He is also the founder of Social Justice Works, a concept he used in his high school classroom.
My overarching goal was to make American democracy grow social justice, to sustain a lifelong study of how that happens. Speaker after speaker has protested how wrongheaded are the Bush administration's No Child Left Behind and the Obama-Duncan administration's Race to the Top. I see something deeply sinister and wholly unethical to the heart and soul of our American democracy. I argue these policies go far beyond demonizing public schools, vilifying teacher unions' tenure and retirement benefits, scapegoating public school teachers for perpetuating the achievement gap, and blaming teacher unions' tenure for widening the state budget deficits as part of a devious strategy of a very powerful financial institutions and their political allies to stealthily obfuscate how their capitalism continues to greedily hoard obscene amounts of wealth at the direct expense of everyone else. They purposefully gut the public sector, ripping the fabric of the safety net, blame the public service workers for creating and causing impoverishment. The people who brought us funny money, dubious credit swaps, are the very same criminal folks that have shred the middle classes, oppress the poor, terrify us with drug wars, Islamophobia, homophobia, and weapons of mass destruction. They got our public sector to privatize, corporatize, commodify everything in the learning process. They hope to blindside the public to the real cause and effects of their pernicious machinations. Race to the top cannot turn around school districts deprived of resources and depleted of assets. It is precisely this gutting of the public sector, incapacitating impoverished citizens of their ability to make social capital, that causes and perpetuates the achievement gap. When public service unions, community organizers, and progressive foundations join the struggle, walk on these picket lines, march on school committees, state capitals in Washington, social justice will prevail. End the gutting. Stop the lies. Public schools work. Social justice works. Thank you.
After Larry Aronson's rousing speech, protesters marched around Harvard Yard with the signs to the plaza between the Yard, Sanders Theater, and the Science Center, just as the graduates were filing out of the ceremony. They sang, chanted, and congratulated the new graduates, many of whom gave positive responses to the protesters. One alumni said, "Good for you. Duncan should stick to playing basketball." Organizer Liza Womack was pleased by the action.
Well, I think we were in a great public place. I think that people from the Harvard commencement who had no idea about what this conversation is now have an idea. Maybe they will find something out on their own. I think we've started a conversation for the Harvard alumni, for Harvard undergraduates, and for residents of Cambridge and people of Massachusetts.
Give all kids a chance.
Sound support for both the live event and this recording was provided by Freeman Z. For the Boston Community Reporters Project, I am Chuck Rosina in Harvard Yard.
Give all kids a chance. Oh, we are saying.